The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 189, Reload.
An urgent case, you say? What sort of case is it?
I'm not at liberty to discuss it right now. I'll brief you and Jameson after you arrive. Don't worry, you'll have some recovery time before starting the case.
Very well, Director. We are just sending off Agent Hawk and her sister. Jameson and I will soon follow.
Excellent. See you both soon.
I take it we have a new case?
Yes. But due to its sensitivity, the Director wasn't able to elaborate on it. I'm sorry, Kelly, but we'll have to take a rain check on that seafood dinner.
Well, that's a shame. It seems like your director would give you a little R&R after such a long case.
No rest for the weary, I suppose.
It's an open invitation, Agent Simon. I'm sure we can work something out in the near future. After all, it's not a long commute. Lenora, we'll get you over soon, too.
I'm looking forward to that. I'd like to see more of your world other than the metropolitan areas.
Pity. I was looking forward to a nice seafood dinner on the banks of... Now, what was the name of the river?
The Choptank.
That's an unusual name. Is that because the river is often choppy since it's so close to the bay?
The name Choptank is thought to be from the Nanticoke word for a stream that separates, or a place of big current. It's about 2 miles wide where we live.
Now that's something I'd prefer seeing over the fast food places in Houston.
Hey, some of them are quite lovely.
It sounds like a lovely place to live.
It is a lovely place. It's Dad's home, but he's moved out to Colorado. He really likes it there, even with the mountains, so he's considering staying.
So he's trading the flatlands for the mountains. Well, to each his own.
Ladies, your chariot awaits.
Thank you, Mr. Pierman. You two keep that dinner date in mind.
It was great meeting both of you. Sam, Lenora, we'll see about arranging something for you later.
Oh, I'm counting on that.
So am I.
Yeah, but make sure that Sam eats a nice big meal before you bring him to dinner.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
I suppose we're next, then.
I'll have transport to Martin State ready for you very shortly. You'll be off to London in no time.
I don't know about you, Lenora, but I'm looking forward to our training here in Baltimore.
Yeah, I bet you are. All of those new fast food joints, you'll have a field day.
I've already staked out a few from my earlier visit.
I don't doubt it at all.
He's not joking. I believe I gained a full stone following him around.
I can see right now that I'm going to need a measurement conversion chart.
Believe it or not, I have one prepared for both of you. Gentlemen, your stip is ready for transport.
Thank you for everything, Mr. Pierman. Sam, please stay out of trouble.
Aw, what's the fun in that?
Lenora, I'm not worried at all about you. I'm sure you'll do just fine.
I won't disappoint you or the IDF. Good luck on your new assignment.
Cheers, everyone.
Well, Sam, I guess that just leaves the two of us.
You hungry?
No, Sam, I'm not hungry. I won't be hungry for a while. So, Mr. Pearman, what's next for us?
First, we'll get you set up with quarters.
Quarters? Are they for the food vending machines?
No, Sam. Quarters are, as in, living quarters. Once you're settled in, we'll go through our syllabus of training. After Agent Hawk returns for her duty assignment, you will work with her on her next case. When the time is right, you'll go to Quantico for advanced weapons training and police procedures.
The two of us probably know more about weapons than the instructors.
Absolutely. As a mercenary, I'm well-versed in weapons they've never even heard of.
I don't doubt that at all, but you two are presumed to be from this planet, and it is more of a formality to show that you've been properly trained. I suppose the biggest problem we'll have is hiding your voracious appetite.
Don't worry, I'll eat the bullet.
Sam, I believe the expression is bite the bullet.
Lenora, trust me. If I bite something, I'm going to eat it.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Boldabar. I wasn't sure you were going to make it.
Not just once, but we were shot at twice by the same spacecraft.
What happened to the border patrol at the portal?
We're looking into that. We sent out a bat to assist, but found nothing.
Well, that might be because they slipped through the portal undetected while your people were looking for them on the other side.
And it took a second crack at us.
Unfortunately, it was completely obliterated, so there is no physical evidence. We do have, however, their voice file from your Robo 4. We will run it against every Rage voice file that we have.
We appreciate the effort, Controller, but it's a moot point. What you may need to concentrate on is our perimeter defense.
Now, to the business at hand. Agent Barnes, are you prepared for a post-op briefing?
I am, sir. Perhaps we could do it after Jaffra and Nate conclude their business. They need to get back to the Mercury for a loadout and defense shield repairs.
Very well. Jaffra, as to the bounty on the Doctor and his assistant, your compensation has been deposited into your account.
And for my two assistants?
You can inform them that they have also been compensated per our contract agreement.
Lord Zokar still has a bounty on his head, which I intend to pursue. I'd like to add Bella to that bounty. She commandeered the Canberra and is wanted still by the IDF for various crimes.
That won't be a problem. I will consult with our provost-marshal to set the bounty. If you leave before that has been issued, I will forward it to the Mercury.
That would be excellent, thank you.
Now, Nate, there is a matter of compensation for you and the use of the Mercury. That amount has also been forwarded to your account.
Thank you, Controller. I'd also ask that I be given a priority on parts, supplies, and maintenance, so we can resume our mission.
I will contact our quartermaster and make the necessary arrangements.
Thank you, sir.
If there is nothing further, I bid you gentlemen good day. Agent Barnes needs to debrief me, unless you'd like to stay.
We're good. Barnesy, see you at Scully's around 6.
I'll be there.
I have all but the last 12 hours of what happened on your mission. I know that Dr. D implanted a device into Gabby's brain.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. It seems to be a rudimental device capable of sending and receiving simple RF waves. Her biggest issue was that the doctor set high-frequency signals to disable her. I managed to reprogram her, but she's going to need some advanced care.
I agree. When they return from pursuing Bella and Zokar, I'll see if she is willing to undergo such treatments.
Ah, when they return. I take it my services are no longer needed on this mission?
I want you present when Louis and Hank arrive. It was, after all, your case before we pulled you off of it. I thought it might give you a little closure. Now, let's proceed with your debriefing.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
You are cleared for egress.
Cleared to egress.
Tony, welcome back. We've missed you.
Penny Packer. I dare say it has been a while. The last time I was here, you were on holiday.
Yes, I was. And I see that since then, you have a shadow following you.
Yes, it seems so. Penny Packer, this is Jameson. Jameson Penny Packer. She actually runs our division. You do whatever she says.
Miss Penny Packer, I believe I met you briefly during my initial orientation.
And you would be correct. Now, if you two would follow me, the director is waiting to meet with you.
The director sounded quite urgent when he called me. Do you have any idea what's going on?
Yeah, are we going to be sent on another mission like the last? Because if we are, I'm not going to be overly excited.
What did you do on your last assignment that was so unpleasant?
I had to babysit a Hongan, mostly during his feeding time. Have you ever been with a hungry Hongan? I can tell you, it's not a pleasant experience.
Well, I haven't, but thank you for the warning. Wait right here, gentlemen. Director Agent Simon and Junior Analyst Jameson are here.
Send them in.
The director will see you now.
Tony, welcome back. Junior Analyst Jameson.
Director, it's good to be back. And I must say, after South Africa, Titan 3 and 4, and Texas, I'm hoping we can stay this side of the pond for a while.
You can rest assured, Agent Simon. Jameson.
Yes, sir.
You will remain with Agent Simon as a probationary analyst. I'll be getting performance updates and following your progress. You show great promise, so don't let us down.
I promise you, Director. I won't let you or Agent Simon down.
You had a sense of urgency on the phone, Director.
Well, you might be happy to know that you'll be doing what an MI6 agent is supposed to do.
So no space travel, no hunting aliens in Texas or South Africa. Just good old intelligence gathering.
I don't anticipate that this will involve aliens. We think there was a breach in our security.
A breach? Well, that's very serious indeed.
That's just the kind of thing a junior analyst trains for.
What makes you think that there is a leak here in MI6? Is there a particular case or section involved?
Do you recall our efforts to gain a North Korean asset regarding their nuclear weapons program?
Yes. He agreed to help us, but never showed up for a meeting. If I remember correctly, we engaged the help of our friends in Johannesburg when we learned that he was travelling through there. But he never showed up there either. That was several years ago.
2015, to be exact. But that case alone didn't raise any red flags. Since that time, we've lost possible assets in Afghanistan, Iraq, and now Russia. In all of these cases, the asset agreed to meet with us, then disappeared.
And you suspect that our counterparts in these countries are being tipped off?
Sounds like the work of a mole to me.
We're hoping that's not the case. We could be under a cyber attack, or the embassies in those countries were wiretapped or bugged.
Then I'm guessing that all these possibilities are being investigated, and the embassies thoroughly swept to look for electronic devices.
Yes, they have, and all appeared to be clean.
Do you think there's been a leak in the agency, sir?
That's what you and Agent Simon are going to find out. I'm going to have Agent Doug contact you and bring you up to speed. We'll do that in the morning. In the meantime, rest up and be ready to go at 0800. I'll see you both then.
Very well. Jameson, it's been so long. We're in need of a treat. Poached salmon at Rules, London's oldest restaurant in Covent Garden.
I'm right behind you, sir.
Hey, Marco, is that Gabby dancing on that pool table?
Where, Skipper?
On the pool table, you drongo.
Oh, I don't think so. She's taller than Gabby.
And she can't dance.
Oh, there you are. I thought that was you up there.
You seriously thought that was me? How many of those atomic Mai Tais have you had?
Now, Skipper got quite a bit of a head start on us. But in our defense, it's kind of dark in here and she looks quite attractive.
Nice try, Marco.
Well, you can't blame her, fella.
Oh, look, here comes the life of the party.
Yeah, I tried to catch up with you, Gabby, but you're a little too quick for me.
Why didn't you just send me one of those telepathic phone calls? Isn't it a little past your bedtime?
I'm good. Everyone, I'd like you to meet Chief Warrant Officer Josh Penrose. Chief here was the pilot who blew the Rage Fighter into oblivion.
Congrats there, Chief. That was some fine shooting.
I softened him up for you on the other side of the portal. I got him at least three times.
I appreciate that.
Joe Mack, captain of the Canberra.
And believe me when I tell you, it's his ship.
Yeah, don't mind her.
Come on, Skipper. Maybe they'll do karaoke later.
No, please, no.
I understand you're a pretty good pilot.
pretty good?
From one pretty good pilot to another, can I buy you a drink?
No, but as a really good pilot to a pretty good pilot, can I buy you a drink?
Lead the way.
I usually do. Hey, don't stay up late there, Pops.
Hey, don't worry about me. Remember, I can tune you in and send you a signal.
Yeah, yeah. Don't wait up.
Ah, gentlemen, I see the festivities have begun.
Jim, glad you could make it. I think Joe Mac and Mark are out there somewhere.
Yeah, I saw him. Gabby's here, too. I don't expect your bat pilot to join us anytime soon. He and Gabby went to the bar.
Poor guy. He has no idea what he's in for. She could drink any man under the table if she wanted to.
Well, I'm not worried. When I removed Dr. D's software, I replaced it with mine, which contains an app to monitor O2 level. I'll know when I need to go get her, if at all.
So was the controller satisfied with your after-action report?
I think so. He had much of the information already except for the last day. Tomorrow morning you'll need to have your ship ready for loadout.
Not a problem. George is generating an inventory right now, and we'll send it to the quartermaster when she completes it.
So, how are you going to approach the recovery of the Canberra?
We know Bella is going to need a crew to fly that ship anywhere beyond Cali. When we get back, we'll canvass the bars and hotels to see if anyone has been approached by her.
What kind of condition do you think Wi-Fi's in?
It's my understanding that he was heavily sedated. He has to be conscious now, or they wouldn't have been able to fly the ship.
Did the controller have any news for you?
Well, I'll be staying here for a little bit. You really don't need my biometric abilities anymore since Gabby has the implant. I'm staying here to receive the prisoners coming from Earth. I'm anxious to meet two of them. They were my first case as a private detective.
Ah, so they're headed to Baltimore Prison.
Yeah, and along with a bunch of computer hackers bent on disrupting our economy through a cyber attack.
Well, that has to give you some kind of closure.
Yeah, but what's more gratifying is that a really good team back there. They didn't even need me.
Gentlemen, mind if we join you?
There's plenty of room. Slide in. I see you already have your refreshing beverages in hand.
Well, I don't know about refreshing, but at least it's wet. You should have brought some of those six-packs you've got on the Mercury.
That thought crossed my mind, but I think this establishment would frown on that.
I'll let him frown.
So, what about my ship?
We were just discussing that. Marco, what capabilities would Bella have if she were alone versus Wi-Fi helping her?
She might be able to take off and land, but forget any low planet orbit or anything beyond that.
Even with Wi-Fi's help, there's not much they could do in the way of long-distance travel.
As soon as we're loaded and undergo some minor repair to our defense shields, we'll be headed back to Cali.
I'll drink to that.
Skipper, you'll drink to anything.
I'll even drink to that.
I can't believe what we just did.
What? I thought you'd be used to stip travel by now.
No, I'm talking about catching terrorists and working with Detective Jocko and being in the same park as that movie and chasing aliens and sending them back into space.
Yeah, I have to admit, that was quite an adventure. It really felt good to get back into the saddle, as they say.
Oh, speaking of old horses, have you heard from Dad?
Kelly! Is that any way to talk about your father?
Don't you remember what he told you when he retired? It's time for this old horse to go out to pasture.
Well, yeah, he did say that. I have a feeling he's been house hunting out there. As much as he loves the water, his heart has always been in the mountains. I wouldn't be surprised if he found a log cabin up in the Rockies.
That sounds like him. So, what's next for us?
Next? How about a little R&R? I don't know about you, but I need to do a little recharging.
After all you've been through, I would guess so. How does this work anyway? Are you on a list and you wait until your number comes up for a job?
No, Director Holliday assigns cases based on the assets.
Assets?
People who specialize in certain areas. They match skills with cases.
I wonder what my skill set would be.
Well, You're a paralegal, so I imagine corporate cases or things like that.
Oh, you'd mean I'd be a paper chaser.
I don't think you'll have too much to worry about. You're going to be doing PI work with Jim. Look what happened on his first case.
Think about it, sis. How many times is your first case going to involve aliens from outer space?
Yeah, I think we pretty much maxed out the odds of another alien case on that one. Kate Hawk.
Welcome back, both of you.
Director Holliday. I wasn't expecting to hear from anyone today.
I know you just got back. I hope this call isn't an inconvenience.
Not at all. Kelly and I are about to have some supper. Can I put you on speaker?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Kelly, too.
Okay, Director. Kelly's here, too.
Kelly, I just told Kate I'm glad you're both back, and I want to commend you both on a job well done.
Thank you, Director. I was just telling Kate I can't believe what we just did. I'm really excited to see what happens next.
The reason I'm calling is that I'd like both of you to come in tomorrow so we can discuss where to go from here. Can you be here by 10 a.m.?
We can take the Roosevelt Stip to Martin State and then to D.C., so that won't be a problem.
Great. Check in with Barbara when you get here, and we'll go over what you can expect in the future.
Thank you, Director. See you in the morning.
Well, that was quick. I'm really encouraged that he wants me there, too.
That's a good sign. Come on, the crabs are ready.
And the natty bow is cold, cold, cold.
There she is. Where are those two guys passed out on the table?
That looks like the pilot who rescued you three. Josh, I think.
That sure is. That's his co-pilot next to him.
Well, it looks like Gabby laid waste to them.
I tell you, I'm monitoring her oxygen levels. They're amazingly high.
That's peculiar. Those poor devils didn't stand a chance.
Hey, Gabby. Looks like your two friends there are pretty wasted.
Yeah, your typical Top Gun fighter jockeys. They talk a big game, but can't live up to their own hype. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, you okay?
I should be asking you that, Pops. It's gotta be past your bedtime.
Way past. So let's roll.
I have to ask. I've been in many a bar and I've seen a lot of heavy libations. But I ain't never seen a Sheila outdrink anyone like you can. What's your secret?
Diet soda.
You mean you've been drinking diet soda all night and they've been hitting the hard stuff?
Yeah, I enjoy watching macho men get wasted because they think a woman is out drinking them.
I must commend you. The worst thing I can imagine is a pilot with a massive hangover.
I don't drink while I'm on duty, and I consider myself to be on duty now. The celebrations can wait until we catch Bella and Wi-Fi, and we get me ship back.
Well, for one, I appreciate that, Gabby. Speaking of getting me ship back, when do you think we can head out?
I'm hoping before the next sleep cycle. I need to reload and upgrade my defense shields.
There's no need to rush things, Joe Mac. We don't want to get caught unprepared in case there are more rogue fighters out there.
I understand that, but still, I don't want to be sitting around here twiddling me thumbs waiting for Quartermaster to do its job.
Hey, isn't that the controller up ahead? I wonder what he wants.
Hey, maybe he wants to cancel this mission, and I can put something stronger in my diet soda.
Don't even joke about that.
Controller, what brings you out so late?
First of all, let me say how happy I am to see that all of you are walking under your own power.
We decided to take it easy tonight. What's going on?
Word is just in that Canberra has been spotted in Newmark and is apparently assembling a crew. We've already reloaded you and repaired your defense shields. You're going to need to leave right now.
Will the Mercury be able to get back to Cali in time to catch Bella? What awaits Kate and Kelly at Homeland, and what will Agent Simon's mission involve? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, A Fresh Start.